May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. If you ever wanted to know what that parable is about, it's about a congregational business meeting. This is from Acts chapter 4. At the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were taking place among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's portico. But none of the rest dared to associate with them, however, because the people held them in such high esteem. And all the more believers in the Lord and multitudes of men and women were constantly added to their numbers, to such an extent that they even carried the sick out into the streets and laid them on cots and pallets, so that when Peter came by, at least his shadow might fall on any one of them. Every one of us, there are only two shadows that you and I can cast. And every one of us live under the shadow of people who have influenced our lives. And we cast a shadow over every person in our lives who have any kind of close relationship with us. That's just the reality of it. There's a place in Luke chapter 1 when Gabriel is announcing to Mary that even though she had never been with a man, that she was going to give birth to a child, and as the conversation unfolds, it was going to be the Messiah. Now, the reality is, up to that point, every young Jewish girl hoped that they would be that one. But they didn't all understand how it was going to come to pass, and here this girl was who'd never been with a man. And in verse 34, Mary says to the angel in response, not why, even though her future was going to be totally devastated. But she said, how can this be since I am a virgin? And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power and the ability of the Most High will overshadow you. And for that reason, the holy offspring shall be called the Son of God. And behold, even your relative Elizabeth has also conceived a son in her old age, and she who was called barren is now in her sixth month, for nothing is impossible with God. And Mary said, behold, the bondslave of the Lord, be it done to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. And now at this time Mary arose and went with haste to the hill country to a city of Judah, and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. And it came about that when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. She cried out with a loud voice and said, blessed among you, among women are you, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how has it happened to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greetings reached my ears, the baby leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what had been spoken to her by the Lord. It says a couple of things about Mary. It says that she was blessed because she believed. And her belief was expressed when she said, be it done to me according to your word. Behold your bondservant. So her response was one of absolute surrender, no matter what it was going to cost her, her reputation, her possible future with Joseph, all the plans she had had as a young girl planning to get married. That was her expression. Be it done to me according to your word. Behold your bondservant. And it says, Mary, and Elizabeth says, you're blessed because you believed. Even though the angel came and presented that to you, if you hadn't believed, if you hadn't surrendered, the Lord would have just gone to someone else. He does that a lot. Many people that God uses aren't his first choice. But he has to find one who's totally surrendered and who's prepared to believe. But the interesting thing, when she asks how, it says that the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. You cast one of two shadows. Your shadow, the shadow of your fallen and broken humanity, and it affects people all around you. Or you get overshadowed by the Holy Spirit and you cast his shadow. In Acts chapter 5, they were coming to put people just in his shadow as he passed from his home to the temple every day. they put people in the streets that Peter's shadow might touch them, because the result of them just coming into the presence of his shadow is that their lives were totally and radically changed. This is one of the words the Lord was speaking to me, especially this morning in prayer. He was saying to me, Chuck, you understand that you cast a shadow everywhere you go. You're either overshadowed by me, by the Holy Spirit, by the power of the Holy Spirit, and the shadow that you cast impacts people's lives, changes them forever because they are encountering me. Or if the Holy Spirit isn't overshadowing you and the power of the Most High isn't on you, the shadow that you cast is your flesh, your humanity, and it affects them the way your humanity and flesh would. My prayer for me is, oh God, I want to be so overshadowed by your Holy Spirit, my flesh so overshadowed by your Holy Spirit, that when people come in contact with me or spend time with me, they come in your shadow. And in some way, the power of the Holy Spirit changes their life towards your purposes. Because I know there are only one or two options. There's no in between. Because my flesh is not being overshadowed by your Spirit, then it's the shadow of my flesh that the people I live with, the people I work with, and the people I minister with, that's the shadow that they come under. That's why it's not optional for us to walk in the Spirit. Because you're either casting his shadow or you're casting your shadow with your kids, with your wife, with your husband, with your work employees, fellow employees, family members of all kinds. Those are the only two shadows that you can cast. And they leave lasting effects on people's lives. But God's so powerful that if the shadow you've been primarily casting is the shadow of your flesh, get filled with the Spirit, walk in the Spirit, and God is able to undo supernaturally. His shadow is a supernatural one. You see, all those people were affected by the fall. They were sick and they were broken. They were hurting. And the moment they got under God's shadow that was on Peter, their lives were radically changed. He just undid all the works of the devil. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.